This is the John Clayton Show
on 710 ESPN Seattle.
Get in on the conversation at 866-979-ESPN. Now here's your host,
the professor,
John Clayton.
And good morning, everybody. I didn't realize this, but we only have a short show today. Washington State football goes at 12, so there's a 10 o'clock pregame. So we're only here till 10. So we don't have a lot of time to take your phone calls, so we're not going to waste any time. Give us a call at 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Let's get started with headlines. Well, Russell Wilson did have the stitches removed from his middle finger in his right hand, and so that's positive, but the screws are still in there. But according to Pete Carroll, he's doing well. He's ahead of schedule and all those different things. Obviously, he still stays on injured reserve, but hey, maybe he can make it back, you know, right by that Green Bay game and do it. Now, it doesn't look good for Chris Carson. He still has that neck injury, and because of the neck injury, you know, he's still in that position where it's like, okay, I don't think he's going to be there for the Green Bay game, and we'll see when he's going to be back. There's some thoughts he may have to miss the rest of the season. As far as baseball, the Atlanta Braves had a one-hitter with five different pitchers and, you know, ended up getting a 2-0 victory over the Houston Astros. As far as injuries around the National Football League, looks bad for J.J. Watt. Four different tears in his shoulder, and so you know, he may be done for the year. There's some outside hope that maybe he can come back later on, but I don't think it's going to be pretty good. Baker Mayfield's going to try to give it a try in Cleveland, despite that bad left shoulder where he's had a completely torn labrum and a fracture, so he's going to try to make it back. But overall, it doesn't look good for him, but again, he's going to try to make it. See, we still got question marks on Dak Prescott. He's questionable with that calf injury, and it's going to be a game-time decision for him, and those are our headlines. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Let's go to JB in Renton. Hey, JB.
Hey, Mr. Clayton. How are we doing this fine Saturday morning?
Good. How are you?
Oh, doing just great. Just great. The sun is going to come out today. That's a good thing.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, we got a couple of good games coming up this weekend, Mr. Clayton. As far as that's concerned, you brought up something with Baker Mayfield with the Pittsburgh Steelers coming to town.
Right.
And him trying to play like that. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I'm not optimistic. I mean, that shoulder is bad.
Yes.
I mean, completely torn labrum on the left side. Fracture, all those different things. I mean, what you wonder about is that how wise is it to put him out there? Because, I mean, he's in a position right now where it's like this could be, you know, pretty bad pretty fast.
Definitely. You know what? And, you know, you got Pittsburgh, you know, their defense with T.J. Watt and their boys. They can generate some pressure from the outside on him. And, I mean, if they get a hold of him one time.
Well, they don't have T.J. Watt. I mean, that's T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt, right.
Yeah, T.J. Watt.
Yeah.
Over there, yeah. Not J.J.
Yeah.
Pretty remarkable that J.J. played last Sunday with all those ailments to his shoulder like that. Just to hear the information on what happened with his shoulder is terrible.
It really is. And he's such a good guy, and he means so much to that team.
Yes. And I think Arizona might miss him as far as that's concerned.
Oh, agreed.
You know, yeah.
Well, you saw it on Thursday night. They've struggled stopping the run without him.
Yes. When you take somebody out of the equation, especially that can hold a point on the outside, and they can push that run back into the defense, it can cause a problem.
Right.
Yeah. That's going to be a problem for Arizona. They got to also worry about Kyler Murray. He's in a walking boot, right?
Yeah, he was in a walking boot, yeah.
Yeah. You got to try to keep him healthy also. That's majorly for them.
Oh, agreed.
And they still had a chance to win the game.
Uh-huh, agreed.
That was pretty remarkable for them to have to be within that. And I got to give hats off to Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Not having both of their starting wide receivers came out, ran the ball, used those two running backs in that the way they did.
Right.
With Aaron Rodgers. And to get a win, hey, hats off. They did a real good job. I was impressed that they went over there in Arizona.
No, that was good.
Yeah. That was pretty impressive for them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know a game that, Mr. Clayton, that might be pretty intriguing? You know, Tennessee's been pretty hot. I mean,
right,
four and two. Yeah, they're 4-2. They beat Buffalo. They just last week they took care of Kansas City, which Kansas City, I think, got some major problems, Mr. Clee.
Agreed.
As far as the defensive side of the ball, they're not playing very good on their defensive side of the ball. And it doesn't look like it's going to get better anytime soon. You know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
Yeah. Now, being that Houston is in such a given mood of selling all their players away, anything on the they got a linebacker over there in Houston that Kansas City could probably use. They got an attacking machine over there in Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, with the trade deadline is coming up on
Tuesday. Coming up on Tuesday.
Yeah. Is Houston just preparing for the future?
I think they're clueless. I think they have no idea what they're doing.
So I love about you, Mr. Clayton. You're straight to the point with it.
Well, I mean, it's like, I mean, here it's like, what are you trying to do? Your quarterback, you're paying $10.4 million not to do anything, and he's not going to get traded. And then, I mean, you keep on giving away players. Whitney Mercalis, you know, just gave away Mark Ingram. I mean, what are you doing?
They're going to probably get rid of Brandon Cooks, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think he could go to Green Bay. Or I know he's going to go somewhere. I mean, you know, San Francisco's got to be in the mix for him, too.
Oh, yeah, they're going to probably get rid of him, too. I mean, he made that comment after he saw Mark Ingram got traded. You know that didn't go well with them.
No, not at all.
No, that's in the works. The phones are ringing right after that, right after you heard that comment that he made. Well, it looks like they got their well-wheeled at the start of the season. I think they're satisfied with that. Yeah,
well, I tell you what, it's going to be a fascinating couple of days with trades.
Oh, yeah. With the trade deadline coming up. Definitely will be. It definitely will be. It can be fascinating because some teams feel that they're that one player away from getting themselves into a better position. Yeah, I would go out there. Hey, call up Houston. Whatever they got, clean the coppers out.
Yeah, exactly. But aren't you amazed how bad the bad teams are?
Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I'm very amazed how bad some of these teams are. Now, you and I talked at the start of the year. Houston, by the way they did things and conducted things, I could see them having those issues. But they brought in a lot of free agents.
Right.
That I thought maybe they could right this ship and win a few games, you know, and sneak up on people. I was another team that baffled me was Chicago.
Right.
They didn't fix the front of their offensive line. Now they're expecting this rookie to come in and be the savior. That's awful. You know, when you look at that, you know, you look at Detroit.
Oh, terrible.
Oh.
And all these teams have gotten rid of talent.
Yes.
What's your thoughts on Jacksonville?
Oh, God. I just laugh at that. Really, John. Oh, something you always told me, and it's true. It starts at the top.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to manage a football team, it's not going to turn out good.
Uh-huh.
I mean, sure, Khan to give a college coach full reign of his football team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you expect? You're not going to expect anything. This is how Jimmy Johnson ran coordinated. You know?
Yeah.
And it is just awful to see Jacksonville look like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did you see them winning any more games? They're not going to win it this weekend.
No, I agree.
No. No, I mean, unless they sneak up, maybe they'll beat Houston again. No, Houston beat them at the start of the year. Maybe they'll beat Houston. Yeah. They'll battle it out to be.
And then how bad can Miami be to lose to Jacksonville?
Oh, God. Miami. You got the owner sticking his nose in, wanting to get Deshaun Watson. How do you tell him? You just drafted a quarterback. What are you telling him?
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of – how are you explaining it to your team that, well, we might be getting Deshaun Watson, but we drafted this guy, and we really don't have much confidence in him?
And then they come back and say, oh yeah, he's going to be our quarterback the rest of the season, and it's like, I mean, you can hear Tua saying, it's like, I don't know if they really like me here.
I don't think that. What the impression you would get, Mr. Clayton, if you were doing that to you? You don't like me.
No. Agreed.
You wanted me to leave. I mean, I don't understand where the mindset is. Mm-hmm. And that was last year. That was what? A 10-win team?
10-win team, and now they're 1-6. Losses in a row.
Wow. And I don't see it getting any better with you. You got that cloud hanging over your head.
Right.
Are they the top ones for Deshaun Watson?
No, they're not going to get him. Well, because, again, it sounds like they came close on a trade as far as the draft choice compensation, but then the Dolphins came back and says, hey, by the way, Deshaun, you got to settle your 22 lawsuits. How do you settle your 22 lawsuits in a week when you haven't had any desire to settle the 22 lawsuits?
Well, you know, and that's indicative of Deshaun. Sometimes you got to just let things go and try to move on in life.
Right.
I'm just saying, you know, instead of just staying there trying to battle that out, mm-hmm. the longer it drags on, the worse it gets for you.
Agreed.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if you can try to salvage any little remnants of your life or your career, mm-hmm. you know, it would behoove you just to go ahead and try to settle this and go do it again.
Yeah.
You know, but... You know, I don't know if it's an ego thing with him. We're trying to prove that he's innocent in some capacity. It's not going to look good on his part, on his behalf, if this goes to court or anything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I understand what they're saying, you know. I'd rather see you clear the air before you come here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think they had an opportunity to clear the air, but Deshaun also wanted to put some other things involved in that to try to stop the people that are saying that he did this, which 22 people, that's a lot of individuals, Mr. Clayton.
Right, agreed.
That's a lot of individuals. I mean, I don't know what tree he's barking up to try to see that he can clear his name. But 22 individuals coming at me like that, uh-huh. I did something wrong. So we'll find out how that goes. Well, Miami, for one thing, they're on the clock right now as far as that's concerned.
How about your Saints going against Tampa Bay this week?
You know, intriguing, Mr. Clayton. I tell you one of the most intriguing things about that game is Antonio Brown is not playing.
You're right again. All right.
You see, when I look at that, that means Marshawn Lattimore against Mike Evans.
Uh-huh.
You can line them up against each other. You know, they get a decent play out of Paulson, Debo, and Bradley Roby. At the other corner positions, you got Big Rod coming back with some sore ribs. I mean, if they have the ability to slow Leonard Fournette down and stop the run, now on the opposite side, can the Saints generate some offense?
And how about the fact you've got the quarterback going back to his old stomping ground, Jameis Winston in Tampa Bay?
Well, they're in the dome this weekend, Mr. Clayton.
Oh,
they're in
yeah.
the dome.
Okay, yeah.
He's not going to make his trip back there until later on. They're going to be having a big parade for him when he gets back over there. I don't know if they're going to shoot the cannons directly at him. But,
probably will.
But it's going to be an intriguing game. It's going to be very intriguing. Because the Saints, this is only their second game in the dome this
mm-hmm.
year.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, what do you think about the Dallas-Miami game? Dallas-Minnesota game?
Well, it depends on Dak Prescott. I'm not
That's
optimistic
true.
He's going to play.
That's true.
He's
too.
Questionable
Which
because of
right.
that calf injury. Because remember, it's not like, okay, you know, it's a short week and you know he's coming off that calf. I mean, they just came off a bye week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wouldn't put him out there, Mr. Clayton.
Yeah, agreed.
I wouldn't put him out there to this game. Those calf injuries are starting to mount up in the NFL. I wouldn't do that to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to use him for the long haul.
Right.
You know, there is a long haul. And you look at their division right now. They're well in charge of their division.
No, it's going to be easy for them to do it. Hey, JB, yeah. Thank you for the phone call.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk next weekend.
All right, sounds good. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. John Clayton Show, 710 ESPN Seattle.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the John Clayton Show on 710 ESPN Seattle and 710sports.com.
866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN, short show. We're done at 10. Washington State pregame will start at that time. And so let's go to Raider Jim. Hey, Jim.
Hi, John. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I want to talk to you about two things. Of course, the silver and black and then the trade deadline. So, I mean, silver and black, you have a bye this weekend, and, you know, I think it's a good time to reflect as they're now 5-2. And so, I mean, my takeaways are threefold. First of all, the play of Derek Carr. I mean, last week it was, what, 31 of 34?
Yeah.
That's a completion percentage of 91.2. He played that game, by the way, without Darren Waller, his major target. He's the only other player to have a better completion percentage. The only other player that did that was Drew Brees that had a better stat than that. But he only did it once. Carr did it, has now done it twice. He's the only player to have done that. And then second, you know, the defense under Gus Bradley, I mean, especially the D-line and the pressure they put on QBs has just been huge. And then third, I mean, the resilience of the team in spite of some unfortunate distractions. And just wanted to get your thoughts on everything.
No, I think that they've done a remarkable job in the fact that, you know, they go through the coaching change and they still come back and, you know, they're now – you know, got the five wins and all that stuff. I thought that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, me too, John. Okay, assuming they keep winning, John, do you think they keep the interim coach, Rich Bisaccia, as head coach?
I tend to doubt it.
Really?
Yeah.
And, you know, the interesting thing, you know, John, I watch a lot of these news conferences on YouTube and whatnot. And earlier when all this stuff happened with the Raiders, I think a lot of people forget, Mike Mayock said that, you know, when he was in a different capacity working for, say, the NFL Network, he had constantly recommended Rich Bisaccia as a head coach to other teams.
Okay.
And I think that's an interesting comment. And he thinks he's a great leader of men. He's very low-key. He's very composed. And in fact, Josh Jacobs said that, you know, there was a different temperature on the sideline. You know, he's volatile. He's petulant. He's been that way in the past. And Rich is kind of a calming influence, maybe akin to Tom Flores, John.
Yeah, I don't put him in that category. But again, it's like, and remember, we're talking about Mike Mayock, who until this year, which I think he's had a very good draft this year, he hadn't been drafting very well.
Yeah, but I also think that with Mayock, what's interesting is that he's acquired players on the cheap that have really performed. I mean, this Denzel Perryman that was with the Panthers, they gave away a fifth-round draft pick for him.
Right.
And Perryman had always had injury issues, but he's healthy now. Boy, he is just a force on the field. I mean, how long has it been since the Raiders have had a linebacker that could actually go out there and really show? I mean, I think Matt Millen, that goes way back, John. So, I mean, it's been a long time, and it's just great to see. You know, as a kid when I was playing, I played linebacker. I mean, I have the utmost admiration for guys like Butkus and Millen and Ray Lewis and all those guys. I mean, so when you see something like that, it's great to see. And he's picked up some other players that nobody knew about that have really done well. They've had problems with the cornerback. They picked up two guys off the street, and they did really well. Because why? Because they need Gus Bradley's system. So that's been.
How about Nate Hobbs, fifth round pick? He's done great.
Amazing. Well, but also there's some professional football lineage going on there. The guy that was the head coach of the Chicago Bears is now the head coach of the University of Illinois. I forget his name now, darn it. But he had a defensive mind, and he came from a pro system, Nate Hobbs. He's been remarkable, John. You're right. And then the year before, 2 years before that, Max Crosby was another fifth round pick. So those have been gems, no question about it. Some of the first round draft picks haven't been so good, but that's unfortunate. I wanted to talk to you about the trade deadline, though, John. Uh-huh. I think the trade deadline is so overrated. I mean, I think all of us fans fantasize about, you know, how players could be switched around and stuff, but I think it's just a little bit overblown. And I mean, I think also the thing that hampers more robust trading by teams is that it's just too early in the season. I mean, here it is, the deadlines are fast approaching on, the first or the second of this month.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you can't, I mean, most teams are still in contention for the playoffs. I mean, I think, and then you see what the Ravens usually do is they prefer to have players go into free agency and then pick, you know, then get compensatory picks to bolster their ranks, which I think is a great strategy. And then there's the salary cap. I mean, look at all the teams that can actually afford to pay for players. I mean, you look at the over the cap and they come up with figures like the Jaguars are $29 million, the Eagles are $22 million, the Broncos are $15 million. Mm-hmm. These teams, you know, are they buyers? Could they be buyers? I mean, no.
Yeah.
And then there's the practicality of the game itself. I mean, the only other team sport I think that has more players is rugby, and that's 28 players or 14 players on a side on the pitch. In football, it's 11 or 22 as a whole on the gridiron. I mean, one player, unless you're Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, is not going to make that much of a difference, John.
No, I agree. And what you're seeing now is that because next year's draft is considered to be so good because of the college seniors, you know, the senior group going back for a second year of college this year, now is going to be available. It's going to be a deeper draft and all that stuff. Nobody wants to give away good draft choices. Most of these trades are, you know, sixth round, seventh round picks, and next year, 2023 or 2024, like Mark Ingram goes back to New Orleans, and it's a seventh round pick in 2024.
Right. Yes, indeed. And then one last thing, you and JB were talking about Miami. I mean, they were a playoff team last year. Now they're 1-whatever.
1-6.
And it's like, and you know, I mean, it has a lot to do with leadership, John. I mean, if you see some of the press conferences for Flores, their head coach, I mean, he doesn't have much to say. Not that dynamic of a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that has a lot to do with it. I mean, there's something to be said for that.
Yeah, but also they've given away some talent too. Look at the receivers they've given away over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And you look at the, you know, like, I mean, how do you sign Kyle Van Noy in free agency and give up on him after 1 year? How do you do that?
I just don't understand that. I don't understand that. I mean, the guy was a great player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I just don't understand it. Something's wrong. You know, I think that's another example of where the coach has to figure out the player's strength and play that player's strength.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to playing to put him and slot him in a system that doesn't work for him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not good.
Okay.
Hey, Raider Jim, thank you.
You bet, John. You take care.
All right, sounds good. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Let's go to Tara in Mercer Island. Tara, are you looking forward to Halloween tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Halloween. I hope I get a lot of trick-or-treaters to see what their costumes look like.
Well, what kind of costume are you going to wear?
I might be a pumpkin.
Oh, okay.
Are you looking forward to the game tomorrow?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to work it from home, you know, because for various reasons, it just right now, today, tomorrow, it's going to be better, even though the weather is going to be decent. You know, you kind of wonder, is this going to be a good game? Probably not. You know, because, again, I think it's going to be one-sided, even though a lot of people around the country think, oh, no, I think Jacksonville is going to, you know, maybe beat Seattle. It's like, I mean, Tara, can you see that? I don't.
No, Jacksonville's a disaster, and I hope this is a statement game. I get where fans and the media is a little bit worried because you see how much Russell is masking up for, but when I look at Geno, I think he's one of the best backups in the NFL. And the problems that I see is he's a little bit flat-footed in the pocket and his progressions aren't as fast. But guess what? That's fixable, and he's been playing for 3 weeks now. So I think he'll have his best game of the season.
Uh-huh. No, I can see that. I mean, it's like, and particularly going against that defense, because that defense is really good.
Jacksonville?
I mean, the defense is really bad. I'm sorry. The defense of Jacksonville is really bad.
Yeah, they do have some former players. I'm excited to see what Shaquille Griffin looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question about the personal foul that happened on Marquise Latimer last week. How does that look? Isn't he supposed to be ejected?
Not really, no, because it's taunting and all that stuff and personal fouls. It's not like, college and all that stuff. But if they were roughing the quarterback and roughing and all that stuff, yeah, he's in a position to do that. But there's no – I mean, again, the taunting rule is a bad rule. I mean, the fact that you're getting 15 yards for, going back and forth. But, no, you can get 2-3 penalties and still not get ejected.
Right. I hope they get away with the taunting.
I do, too.
It's completely stupid. They're not babies. They're grown men, and they're taking away from the emotion of the game.
Uh-huh. Agreed. And, again, it's just one of those unnecessary rules that they throw in at the last minute, and then it's like, what are we doing? And then hopefully they recognize it after a year and say, okay, we got to fix this.
Who do you see winning the NFC division now that the Arizona Cardinals are dealing with?
Right now, I still think it's between Arizona and the Rams, because say what you want about, Arizona's loss last week, which of course they almost won, is that they're still 7-1, and they have beaten the Rams, and they beat the Rams in Los Angeles. I still think the Rams are a better team, but in the end, I think you got to believe in Arizona. Got to. I mean, you got Kyler Murray, who didn't have a good game on Thursday night, but he still is he's having a great year at quarterback. I mean, still one of the leading candidates for MVP.
Wait, I heard you mention that he's in a boot. I know they get 10 days off,
yeah.
But how many games do you think he might miss?
I think he'll be fine. I mean, he's in a boot, but they say the injury is not too bad. So I think he's going to be all right. And so I think he's going to be back. I mean, even at the worst case scenario, may limit his mobility. But the one thing that's been smart of what they're doing, they're not running him as much. They're letting him pass.
Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, Tara, thank you very much. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Again, here till 10 o'clock. Dave Grosby joining us at 9:30. John Clayton Show, 710 ESPN Seattle.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the John Clayton Show on 710 ESPN Seattle and 710sports.com.
866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Let's go to Muhammad in Bellevue. Hey, Muhammad.
Hey, John. How are you this Saturday morning?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I want to talk to you about something that's been bothering me. It's the Seahawks, draft over the last 8-9 years. Let's zoom in at 2013 and now. I could not count more than 10 good players or 10 very good players that they had drafted all those years. It's been a lot of swings, a lot of misses. Let's just focus in on, two players they could have drafted. They needed, a very good running back. They could have had Nick Chubb.
Right.
They could have had Derrick Henry. Those within reach. Instead, they took, unfortunately, what's his name? Rashad Penny.
Rashad Penny, yeah.
Yeah, but like if you count for like over 8 years, mm-hmm. I can only count ten good players or very good players like Lockett, Metcalf, Disley, Frank Clark, Jaren Reed, Shaquille Griffin, Damian Lewis. I don't know, Bruce Irvin, if you want to count him.
Count him? Now he's 2012,
yeah.
But.
Yeah, but like you know, like free agents moves have been a disaster. Trades only, like maybe Jamal Adams trade is good, but like two good trades, you know, Dwayne Brown and you know Trevon Diggs. But like overall, the body of drafting and player assessment has been lacking, and you build players through the draft. Like, so what's your assessment of the whole situation?
Well, again, it's tough, and if you study it with the teams that make the playoffs every year, I mean, you look at Green Bay. What is that, by the way? You look at, you know, Green Bay, it's not going to be that much different. I mean, what they've drafted in the last 11 drafts, 10 defensive players, but how good are those defensive players? And again, it's just one of the natures. When you draft as a playoff team, what ends up happening is that you get a chance to get a second round pick in the first round. And that makes it difficult. And so because of that, you know, and again, the way I count it up, if you look at, you know, picks like 22 to 31 or 32 and all that stuff, I mean, you only have like about 25% of getting somebody good enough that they're going to be able to get a second contract or good enough to be able to go to the Pro Bowl. So that's a difficult part. I mean, certainly they've done well in the second round. I mean, you know, you can look from Lockett and several others to all the other guys that they've been able to draft, and they've done a good job there. But, they were still good enough to keep in the playoffs every year, and maybe not this year, but we'll see where it goes, every year, but also good enough to be in a position where they, they won 12 games last year. Hey, thank you. You're still there? Okay.
Yeah, I'm still here. It's just weird. Like, especially, like, I think when everything is over, they're going to say, like Green Bay wasted, I don't know, eight, 9 years of Rodgers' career, and then maybe the Seahawks are doing the same, you know? So.
No, but again, it's hard to get back to the Super Bowl. Simple as that. I mean, the key is stay in the playoffs, see if you have a chance, and then do it. I mean, obviously, when you break up the Legion of Boom, it takes you a few years to be able to build back that roster. And they're still in the process of doing that. So it's like, sure, you know, there's been mistakes, but also there's been successes. I mean, would you consider Daryl Taylor right now a failure? No.
No, it's too early.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, John. Have a great Saturday.
Mohammed, thank you. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Let's go to JQ in Tumwater. Hey, JQ.
Hey, good morning, Professor. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. It's a little crispy and cool down here in Tumwater, but I have a couple things. See, CBS Sports is reporting that Christian McCaffrey might be on the table for a trade with the Houston Texans for Deshaun Watson. Do you know anything about that?
No, I mean, well, it's inaccurate because, Carolina showed some interest after, you know, they benched Sam Darnold the other day, and then they pulled out. So, no, it's not.
Right.
That's not going to happen. And, again, it's like, so scratch that one.
Okay, that's good to know. And then, in general, the State of the Union in the NFL with running backs, I mean, right now, Lamar Jackson is the sixth highest rusher in the NFL. And you look at durability with running backs. I mean, Carson just can't stay healthy.
Uh-huh.
Seattle running backs in general are just dinged up nonstop. You know, what happened to the days of the LaDainian Tomlinsons, the Frank Gore, the Jerome Bettises? You know, I mean, right now, the only guy really is Derrick Henry.
Yeah, in fact, if you can even go back to last year, Derrick Henry was the only starting running back of the 32 teams that started every game. Every other starting running back in the league at least missed one. And so, yeah, I think the durability of running backs is very much in question right now.
Yeah, definitely. And so you look at that salary that they threw at McCaffrey, and in hindsight, it kind of looks ridiculous. I mean, you know, and even Chris Carson probably got a sweet deal.
No, he didn't. I mean, he got $5.2 million. And, you know, You figure with his success rate and all that stuff, if you just go by his stats and 2,000-yard seasons, he should have got 8. But because of the neck injury and people around the league recognized he had some neck problems, you know, that pulled down his value to a point where he had to take 5.2 just to stay here.
Exactly. And then final thought, do you think Derrick Henry can hit 2,000 this year?
Yes, 100%. Yeah, because, again, it's like you got 17 games right now. I mean, he's getting like 130, 140 yards a game. I can't see why he wouldn't unless he gets an injury, of course. And he just seems to
like
be
an 870.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like he's 870 right now, and you know they're at 6 games. And so think about when they get to 8 or 9, and he's going to be over 1,000. So I think it's easy that he should get over 2,000 yards, which is incredible for a back to be able to get two back-to-back 2,000-plus yard seasons.
Well, the other part of that is the production. I mean, he's got 10 touchdowns.
Yeah.
The next nearest guy is Jonathan Taylor, who's like 300 yards behind and 40 yards a game behind. I mean, it's incredible. Derrick Henry he's a freak.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he's just amazing. And what's amazing is that, you know, he didn't even start in his first 2 years. He was a backup.
Yeah, it blows my mind.
So it's amazing.
Okay, sir.
So what do you think of the running backs in the National Football League nowadays?
Well, I would say, you know, it's kind of a hodgepodge, you know, when you see, you know, guys get hurt and guys jump up. Zeke Elliott, I think, is jumping out. You know, Lamar Jackson's the number 6 runner in the NFL, you know, and then you got your Aaron Jones, you know, Joe Mixon's, guys like that. Seattle's running game is a joke right now. So, you know, it's kind of hit and miss. Kamara's really fun to watch.
Yo, he's amazing. I mean, how about the adjustment he had to make? Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, he gets more value in the pass in catching the football, but now they're running him more, and he's still doing well. I mean, what was it last week? He had 180 yards, and he handled, like, about more than 50% of the snaps. Incredible.
Yeah, it's very impressive. You know, that guy is fun to watch. The other one to look out for, and Seattle better be ready, is James Robinson from Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. The guy's got 5.5 yards of carry, 5 touchdowns. He's dangerous.
As an can you believe that? As an undrafted running back, and that's, again, where the problems I have with Urban Meyer, you know, running the team, and Urban Meyer, you know, trying to make a lot of the roster decisions. You have James Robinson there, right? You have all these needs on defense. You get Trevor Lawrence, which obviously that was an easy pick to make. And then what do you do in the first round? You take Travis Etienne and a running back.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
That backfired.
Yeah, agreed.
And so then, again, to NFL running backs, it looks like Nick Chubb is back this week. Is that
should
correct?
Be. Yeah, he should be.
For Cleveland?
Uh-huh.
And that'll help out a dinged up
Baker Mayfield,
right?
Right, agreed.
Yeah.
Well, it should
yeah,
be.
They really rely on
Chubb is fantastic. Chubb's in the top 3 or 4 running backs in the league.
Sad to think Seattle could have drafted him.
I know. I mean, you look back and you see that and you say, look, they could have done it. But let's put it this way. I mean, you look back to all the teams in the draft a couple years ago, and it's like, yeah, they got to take in DK Metcalf, and he falls all the way to the 64th pick.
Yeah, you just never know.
You never know. That's the thing. Hey, thank you for the phone call.
Thanks, Professor. Have a good day.
All right, thanks. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. And again, we're only here till 10, so give us a call. Lots to talk about here on this short show. It's the John Clayton Show, 710 ESPN Seattle.
This is the John Clayton Show on 710 ESPN Seattle and 710sports.com.
866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Let's go to Mike in Renton. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, John.
Good morning.
Good. How's the wife, Pat?
She's had a little bit of a tough week, but hopefully she's doing okay today.
Sorry to hear that. I wish her best.
Yeah.
Good health. Hey, John, did you hear those comments by Tomlin?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm not surprised. I mean, he's an NFL coach. He's, yeah. he, and he, I mean, and again, I mean, that's where people start to be unrealistic. You know, it's like you're making $8-9 million a year. Are you going to leave a job that has had you have job security longer than any other coach in football to go to a college where you're not going to even come close to what you are making in the pros? I mean, it's silly. And so I agree with him. I mean, like he said, it's a joke.
Yeah. Hey, but I don't know if you know this, but he's got the most winning percentage of him and his two others got the highest percentage of winning of games.
Uh-huh.
It's him, Belichick, and the coach of New Orleans. What's his name?
Sean Payton.
Yeah, Sean Payton. Those three coaches got the highest percentage of wins.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he's a hell of a coach.
He really is. And, of course, I mean, he's a player's coach. You know, it's like, yes, the talent level has dropped down a little bit, which now is making it tough to, you know, get over the top and, you know, get the good wins. But, hey, say what you want last year. I mean, he got him off to an 11-0 start.
Yeah. Hey, John, how do you see this game going tomorrow between Cleveland?
I think they might be able to be okay, particularly if they can contain Baker Mayfield, because one thing you know is that the Steelers have a good pass rush. They don't blitz much now, but you know, I think they can do that. Certainly, you know, they can try to stop the run, and you know, Nick Chubb's going to play, but he's not going to be 100%, so they might be able to do that. I mean, their big thing, and I think this is going to be the thing that could cost them, is going to be trying to stop the Browns' defense, because, again, you know how bad that offensive line is, and
sure.
If Ben Roethlisberger, you know, can't get the running game going, which, you know, I think he can to a certain degree with Najee Harris, but if he can't get the running game going, then the passing game is going to be a little bit tough, you know, particularly with the fact that, you know, he's not going to have enough time to throw.
Yeah, and also I heard that Baker Mayfield is not 100% either.
Oh, no, I mean, he's got a torn left labrum, complete tear with a fracture.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that you wonder about. I mean, let's say that Watt comes in, makes a big hit on him. That could end his season.
Yeah.
I don't see why they're trying to risk it.
That's stupid. Hey, you know what I heard on the ESPN Talking Heads is saying that Jacksonville's got more talent than Seattle.
Oh, I know. Daniel Jeremiah said
that.
That's ridiculous.
That's stupid. I heard that. I said, really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, say what you want. I mean, obviously the defensive numbers for Seattle is bad. And but you know, I look at their roster. Okay, they've got two Pro Bowl players, Shaquille Griffin and Josh Allen, right? Those are the only two that they have. And then they brought in like six free agents, and they're all no-name guys. You know, the stat, in fact, I was just working on right now is that can you believe this is a Jacksonville team? And, you know, Mike, have you ever seen a team that had the first pick in every round, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously getting Trevor Lawrence was great. Okay, he's completing 59.5% of his passes. I mean, he's a real talent. But the other eight draft choices, have had only a total of four starts and have only played 441 plays. How incredible is that?
Yeah, like I mentioned to you before, John, I think next year Urban Meyer, about middle of the season, he'll be gone.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just a bad coach.
Mm-hmm. In the NFL. He's a great coach, but he's not an NFL
coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, John, good talking to you. Take care.
Okay, Mike. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421, ESPN. Let's go to Irish Mankey. Irish Mankey, how are you?
Hello, Mr. Clayton, and always on a Saturday, I hope you and Mrs. Clayton do have a great Saturday.
I hope we do.
The weather is fantastic for this weekend.
Uh-huh, agreed.
Certainly encouraging maybe a little training session for you today for a brief minute.
Maybe, we'll see. I mean, it's a thought.
Get out there and enjoy this wonderful, crisp fall air.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'd be nice to get a walk in if I can do something like that.
There we go. Fantastic. I know I'll be dialed in for Notre Dame football.
Yeah, you will be. I won't be.
I understand, but that's okay. I'll just keep pushing on you to try it. You know, it's a wonderful thing, Mr. Clayton. So, Mr. Clayton.
Yes.
You would say, I think, in college football, it's all about recruiting, isn't it?
No doubt.
No doubt.
No, it's not all about recruiting. That used to be the case. It's all about recruiting and keeping your recruits.
Well, indeed it is. Indeed it is. So, for the second Saturday in a row, Notre Dame is playing a night game.
Uh-huh.
It's prime time.
Right.
And they job with recruiting.
This
will be the second weekend in a row they have over 100 recruits coming to the game.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Well, no, it's not. They're bringing kids in, both offers made to, and kids that just want to hope they get a chance to make.
So you're telling me in a two-week period, the 23 season, the 24th season. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And the 25 season even.
Yeah, and what's the cost of that? It's got to be very costly.
Notre Dame?
Yeah.
A ticket? A lot of these kids just come. They want to come. They Notre Dame can't pay for all these kids to come. It doesn't work that way. I don't believe that's the case at all. I think these kids show up.
Right.
You know, they show up and want a shot at playing for Notre Dame. That's what the vibe is these days for this program.
Uh-huh.
Kelly's got this program on fire. And the recruiters, the coaches go out and recruit. Notre Dame's got ranked 1 and 2 in 22, the two best recruiters. The defensive coordinator coach, is a fantastic recruiter. He's got 10 kids locked in already. He's ranked number 2.
Okay.
And the offensive line coach is ranked number 1 because Notre Dame is getting 5-star kids now.
But why is the offensive line so off this year?
Why is the offensive line off so bad everywhere, Mr. Clayton?
Oh, tell me.
It's not just a college. The pros are having problems with that, too. Hey, look at the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. They've got a problem with their line.
But the Seahawks don't play in college football.
I understand that, but I'm saying it seems to... I think you're seeing now in the football universe, whether it's college or football, the offensive line taking center stage. You know, it's always been the talk about the quarterbacks and stuff, but the big uglies, is it a lovely phrase.
Right.
They're getting attention now. They're probably going to get a pay raise, too. I think a lot of people are suddenly realizing this sort of forgotten position, you might say, how important it really is.
No, I don't. No doubt about that. Hey, Irish, thank you for the phone call. Good luck to the Irish for you tonight.
Oh, Irish, Mr. Clark.
Okay. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Only 1 hour left in the show. John Clayton Show, 710 ESPN Seattle.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.